The news at 2 o'clock. 25 people have reportedly been killed in a fresh round of violence in Ukraine. Police have fired live rounds at protesters who have been throwing fireworks and rocks. Injured people are being treated in the lobbies of nearby hotels. Sky correspondent Katie Stallard is with them.
The doctors are asking urgently for medical supplies. They are woefully under-equipped. I mean, we've seen people down there with shot wounds to the chest, another with a gunshot wound to the groin. Gravely injured people.
Former News of the World editor Rebecca Brooks has started giving evidence at the phone hacking trial. She has been cleared of one charge of misconduct in a public office, but faces four further counts. Mrs. Brooks and six others deny all of the charges against them. Profits have fallen at British Gas by 6%. Last year, the company made £571 million from selling gas and electricity to residential customers. But it put its prices up 9.2% in November, meaning it's likely to be making higher profits this year. Facebook is buying instant messenger WhatsApp in a deal worth £11.5 billion. It offers an alternative to texts and has 450 million monthly users who are able to send free messages, photos and videos. In sport, Britain's women's curlers have won a bronze medal at the Winter Olympics. They've beaten Switzerland 6-5. With the men guaranteed at least a silver tomorrow, Team GB has equaled its best ever medal haul of four. UK Sport Chief Executive Liz Nicol says they will continue to invest in winter sports.
The potential for the future, for future success in Pyeongchang is looking very positive. We go into discussions with each of the sports, they finalise their business cases to us. We make our big investment decisions in June so that we don't lose any momentum here and we crack on with supporting our very best medal prospects.
And Meryl Streep will play Emmeline Pankhurst in a new film about the suffragette movement. It is reported she will star alongside Carey Mulligan. That's the latest. I'm Lindsay Kinghorn.